This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Just last week, a dentist from Gaza taught me a very valuable lesson in sabr and iman, in sabr and yaqeen, certainty. When I went to visit him on a visit to Istanbul, and I saw on his profile picture a picture of an elderly lady, Palestinian, who had been killed. And I asked him, and he said, "That was my mother. She was killed along with 18 other members of my family in one airstrike." As I made dua for them, I'm thinking, what should I say to him now as a reminder for his tathbeet, for him to become firm, and for his iman? And before I could answer, he answered me with what increased my iman and gave me tathbeet and made me firm. He said, "Alhamdulillah." He said, "We realize that everyone has a prescribed time, and that was their time." And he said, "Alhamdulillah, Allah istafahum, has chosen them to be shuhada, to be martyrs." And he said, "We have rida. We are pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed." Allahu Akbar. So what is this iman? What is this sabr that these individuals have? Even though the pictures and the videos, the images that we're seeing that have brought many of us to tears time and time again, and these tragic events that are happening to our brothers and sisters, we see a light. We see a new dawn that has come from Palestine and from Gaza. Lessons that have been taught, not just to the Muslims, but to the non-Muslims alike. Lessons that many years of studying Islam cannot teach you. And I tell you that ever since I became Muslim, 30 years, I've dedicated my life to learning and teaching Islam. And wallahi, I've never seen anything like this. The people of Palestine, the people of Gaza, they have taught us what it really means, what Islam truly is, and what truly La ilaha illallah means. They have reminded us of the strength of Allah and those who support Allah. وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah tells us in the Quran that verily Allah will support those who support Him, and He is the All-Strong, the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have revived for us as Muslims and gave us a new sense of pleasure when we recite the Quran. Something that we never existed for us before. We see the ayat as if they're being revealed in front of us now. How many verses in the Quran we see new meaning to these verses? When Allah tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَكَمْ مِنْ فِيَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِيَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. We used to read this all the time. We know the verse, but now we read it, we say, look at this. We reflect on the meanings. A small group victorious against a much larger group. And how did that happen? Bi-idhnillah, wallahu ma'a sabirin. Through the permission of Allah, and Allah will be with the patient. Allah will be with the sabirin, with those who are patient. And look at the verse which comes after that. Walamma barazu li Jaluta wa Junudi. When they went forth to face Jalut and his soldiers, the story of David and Goliath. And as we see in front of us, it's like a comparison between the powers of David and Goliath. So what did they do during that time? And what are our brothers doing now? The same exact thing. قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبَرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Said, "Oh Allah, pour down patience upon our hearts and keep our feet firm and make us victorious in al-qawm al-kafirin, against the disbelievers." And what was the outcome? فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. So they were victorious, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, through the permission of Allah. When we read now in the Quran, the story of Al-Ahzab, وَلَمَّا رَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابِ, when the believers saw the Ahzab, and we see the same example, how all of the Ahzab, the groups, the enemies, the allies, the alliance of the enemies, how they surrounded Medina, how all of the enemies are now surrounding our brothers and sisters. What did they do? What was their response? قَالُوا هَذَا مَا وَعَدْنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. They said, this is what Allah and His Messenger promised, and Allah and His Messenger have spoken the truth. وَمَا زَادُهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. And it only increased them and their iman and their faith and their taslim and their acceptance. And that's exactly what we see from our brothers and sisters in Gaza, subhanAllah. The story I told you about the dentist. Also recently, another story, when we were in Istanbul, one of our neighbors, her family is trapped there. And they went from the second day from the bombardment to the south, and now from Khan Yunis to Rafah, and they're going everywhere. On one day, 28 of her family were killed with one strike. Her aunts and uncles and cousins, her mother and father were saved. They're running from place to place now. She can't sleep for 2 months, Miskina. Until the other day, her mother called her, and sometimes she doesn't know for days what's happening to them. Her mother called her and said, look, focus on your life. She said, us inside, we're happy, we're content. She said, we have a little bit to eat, some macaroni here, something we eat, we survive. We're together as a family, we're happy, and we're content that if it's written for us to survive, we're going to survive. And if it's written for us to die, then we're going to be shuhada, and we're happy with that, alhamdulillah. She said, after hearing that, she was finally able to sleep. This is the iman and the taslim. This is the true belief and the acceptance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Durus amaliyah. And he really implementing this in their faith. It's easy to talk about, but it's very difficult to put into action. And this is what our brothers and sisters are doing. When we read the Quran, chapter 9, Surah At-Tawbah, or Bara'ah, has many different names. From the names of this surah, Al-Fadiha, it exposes, because it exposes the munafiqeen. And it's also called Al-Buhuth, because it researches and searches for the sarair, the secrets of the munafiqeen, and exposes it. It's called Al-Hafira, because it digs into the hearts of the munafiqeen and exposes them. When we see the reality of what's going on the ground, now we understand why Allah told us in Surah Al-Munafiqeen that humul adu fahdharhum, that they are the true enemy. So beware of them. And we realize now we understand when we see their actions on the ground, why in the hereafter Allah said that the munafiqeen, innal munafiqeen fi ad-dark al-asfali min an-nar, that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they will be in the lowest part of the hellfire. That's the punishment they deserve from their actions in this dunya. Now we understand. When we look into the 75 years of dominance, politically, militarily, we see the change that happened on the ground. When you look into the experts, the military experts say this shouldn't be able to happen. But now we understand, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. It's not you who throws, but it's Allah who throws. Because they say this shouldn't be able to happen. It's impossible to happen. But it's happening in front of our eyes. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. That Allah said He only made it as a bushra, glad tidings. That it's glad tidings for the believers and for our hearts to be assured. وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. That the nasr only comes from Allah, Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. From the Aziz Al-Hakim, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the All-Wise. 75 years of this dominance, all of it has fallen right in front of our eyes. All of that has been destroyed within a couple of weeks. The media dominance, the political dominance, all of the dominance. And as Muslims, we realize right away, as Allah told us, يُخْرِبُونَ بِيُوتُهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ, that they destroy their own houses with their own hands. And very interesting, when you look into the ayah in Surah Al-Hashr, chapter 59, verse 2, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you go back to the beginning of the ayah, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتُهُمْ حُسُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Reflect the reality of what's going on the ground and reflect these ayat, or this ayah. Allah said that they thought that their protective fortresses would protect them from Allah. And look at all the things they have to protect them. فَأَتَاهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. But Allah, His decree came to them in a way they never thought was possible. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبِ. And Allah cast the terror and fear into their hearts. Then He said, يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتُهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They destroy their own houses with their own hands and the hands of the believers. فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. So reflect, those of understanding, those of vision. It's been a powerful lesson for the Muslims. It's also been a powerful lesson for the non-Muslims as well. They're saying, what is this sabr? What is this patience? What is this iman that these people have? Where does it come from? And Allah told us in the Quran, and I remember when I was a student in Medina, and we were studying the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah. We came to the tafsir of the verses 155 and 156 when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَنَبَلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That we would surely test you with fear, something of fear and hunger and having naqs, insufficient when it comes to the amwal, when it comes to the money, when it comes to the life, losing life and also losing the thamarat, the fruit. Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who are patient, those when a misfortune happens and they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those who say, surely we are from Allah and surely to Him we return. We see this reality of this implementation with our brothers and sisters today. And the non-Muslims are asking, where does this patience come from? Here it is, right here. Where does this patience, not just patience, but rida with it, that they're content, they're satisfied. Rida with a smile, with ibtisama, with saying alhamdulillah. How many of the non-Muslims, they say, we looked, we researched, what is this word alhamdulillah that they're saying all the time? And when they learn what it meant, alhamdulillah, they said, how can they say alhamdulillah in a situation like this? What is this iman? So then they came to look and see what is Islam. And that's what I remember from my study in Medina of the tafsir of these ayat, that one of the tafsirs said that when the people see this sabr, they see this patience, they see this implementation of Islam, that they will change from being enemies or being against Islam to coming and researching and asking, what is this religion? And then they will become from the Muslims, or at least they will become from those who support the Muslims. And this is exactly what we see in front of us today. How many of the free world now, they're standing with the Muslims? How many of them have accepted Islam? How many of them, alhamdulillah, at least know what true Islam is? And they become supporters of the Islam and of the Muslims, and what is happening in Palestine, standing up against the dhulm and the oppression. Walhamdulillah. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an wa sunnah. ونفعني وياكم بما فيهما من الآيات والحكمة. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the events we're seeing in front of us, even though they're very tragic, alhamdulillah, much good and much khair have come from them. The free world have realized that all of us have a common enemy. And people are coming together now, alhamdulillah, for a common good. And it's upon us as Muslims to continue to fight, to continue struggle for our brothers and sisters, but I continue to make dua for them. And I know we hear this time and time again, but never underestimate the power of dua. We need to make sure that we continue to give sadaqah and help for our brothers and sisters, to assist them as much as we can. Make a portion of your monthly paycheck for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. And we need to continue to raise awareness online. SubhanAllah. The victory of the media, no one ever expected this. But as they say, انقلب السحر على الساحر. that the magic was flipped on the magician. Something that they've controlled for all these years is now against them and now has exposed them. Where did this come from? It came from the individuals, from the Muslims and from the free world who exposed the truth, alhamdulillah. They try to ban, they try to shut, but they can't do it 100%. Alhamdulillah, the truth is spreading. So we have to continue to spread awareness and spread the truth until these massacres stop, inshallah ta'ala.